saddest words that I've ever heard. The saddest was the story told me by a bird. He'd spent about an hour chatting with a flower, and here's the tale the flower told.
I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch, an onion patch, an onion patch. I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch, and all I do is cry all day. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo. The air's so strong it takes my breath away. I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch. Oh, won't you come and play with me? Takes my breath away. I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch, an onion patch, an onion patch. I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch. All I do is cry all day. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo. The air's so strong it... Lonely little petunia in an onion patch. Oh, won't you come and play with me? Boo-hoo, boo-hoo, boo-hoo.
Okay, welcome back to Love Your Garden on 95.1 Chem FM. That song makes me smile every time. Now, I have another secret word for this hour, and our prize package is $200, which includes a $100 drink voucher, kindly donated by our sponsors, the North Queensland Cruising Yacht Club, to enjoy at the bar, plus a $100 voucher, kindly donated by Eurofusion Cafe, to enjoy at the cafe, plus a Gem FM merch pack worth $50. So, my secret word for this hour is Rose, R-O-S-E. It's gardening paragon after all. Now, last month, I talked about my peace lily and how it had brown ends, and I would try a recipe I gave to help these beautiful plants. It was in a container, combine 1 litre of water with 200 ml of unsweetened coffee, a tablespoon of ground cinnamon, stir well and let it sit for at least 3 hours. Then you strain the solution, transfer it to another, well, if you're straining it, you're transferring it to another container anyway, aren't you, really? Use this elixir to water your peace lily. Be sure to cover both the leaves and the stems. For best results, use a spray bottle and gently mist the mixture over the plant several times. And enjoy the incredible shine and vitality this method brings to your peace lily. So, I used this on my peace lily, and it is looking pretty good. The new leaves do look shiny and healthy, but I also changed its location. I don't think it was getting enough sunlight as well, which has helped. Now, I looked up how to look after a peace lily, and mostly it needs indirect light, because in nature they grow on the forest floor beneath the canopy and only get filtered light. So they also need plenty of water, though, and they're very good at letting you know when they are thirsty. Their leaves droop all over the place, but the good thing is once you give them a bit of water, they suddenly perk up again. And do you know that peace lilies symbolise purity, innocence, rebirth and tranquility? They have also been approved by NASA as one of the best purifying plants to have in the house. It improves the air quality up to 60%. So to give someone a peace lily means you wish them peace and support. You can also gift a peace lily when you want to let someone know that you wish to express sympathy and support for them. Epsom salts helps peace lilies grow greener leaves and look more fresh. So there's a few tips for your peace lily if they're not looking too well. Hopefully mine will stop looking really perky shortly. Now, of course, the gardening program, I have classical music. Today, I also have some Australian music, so you didn't know classical music was still being produced, did you? So I've got some classical from some Australian artists. First of all, a bit of Tchaikovsky, and then I have one by Locke and Schuster and Windmill by Lunar Light. So those are both two Australian artists. So let's have Sleeping Beauty first.
Thank you.
thank you to Jude for texting in my secret word, which was rose. And it's a $200 gift prize pack from the North Queensland Cruising Yacht Club, $100 drinks voucher to enjoy at the bar, and $100 food voucher to enjoy at the Eurofusion Cafe. So you're in for that draw. Anybody else wants to be in, text Rose, R-O-S-A, to our phone number 0484-510-152. Now, sometimes when I have an idea of what I'm going to talk about, it doesn't always happen the way I think it will. I sometimes go off on a little tangent. I see something interesting and my whole plan changed. Now, this is one of those times. While looking into the Peace Lily, I came across something that I think is interesting, but don't know much about. And that is, what is the different meanings of different flowers and colours? And it has a name. Doesn't everything? It's called floriography, which originated in the Victorian era as a silent way to express complex emotions, because specific species and colours convey different sentiments. Selecting the right bloom ensures your message lands perfectly. Who knew that? Now, nearly every sentiment, not all, can be expressed by flowers. It's been said that flowers are a perfect replica of human life. Planting, growth, bloom, withering. I'm not sure about the withering. It is said, which is can't be argued though, it is said that the luckiest thing to have in your house is fresh flowers. According to Feng Shui, a fresh bunch of any flowers in your home brings positive energy. So there's a good excuse to splash out on a bunch for yourself. Just go do it. You'll love it. So what flower says, I love you and true passion? Now, I know you'll all be thinking of the red rose. Well, that's not necessarily so. Historically, the red tulip is associated with love and passion. The red rose is the universal, undisputed symbol of romance. So you've got a bit of a difference there. There is also a matter of colour. The colour of the rose is important. A beautiful pink rose means perfect happiness, or please believe me. Yellow is a decrease of love and jealousy. White, now this can only mean one thing, innocence and purity. I am worthy of you, your heavenly secrecy and silence. But there are other meanings for the white rose. Not such good meanings. A withered white rose means transient impression, fleeting beauty, or you made no impression at all, and I really can't imagine why anyone would bother with a withered rose. That doesn't make sense to me. Not to mention that is rather rude and unnecessary, really. Hand someone a withered rose, meaning you've made no impression on me. Why bother with that, really? A tea rose says that I will always remember. And there are the symbols for the rosebud, a heart innocent of love, a pure rosebud, red, pure and lovely, white for girlhood. To me, roses have to be one of the most beautiful flowers in the world. I could be wrong, but they are one of my favourite flowers, and I don't care what colour it is. Maybe that is why there is no rainbow. There is now rainbow roses. You can't attach a meaning to it. My mother had a blue rose, so of course I had to look up the meaning of this one. Because the blue rose doesn't seem to be as popular as other roses, and there isn't a blue actually in nature for a rose. Due to their unnatural colour, blue roses are the ultimate symbol of secrets and mystery. They are often given as a nod to an enigmatic admirer or to celebrate someone with unconventional, wonderfully mysterious spirit. Because roses lack the natural genetic ability to produce the blue pigment of delphinidin, they don't grow in the wild. As a result, the blue rose stands for the impossible, the unattainable dreams and desires that feel out of your grasp. Unlike classic red roses, which declare traditional romance, blue roses speak to a rare, singular, and deeply unique connection. Gifting a blue rose signifies that you deeply admire the recipient's individuality and see them as truly one of a kind. However, the specific shade of blue can subtly shift its difference. Light, shy blue symbolizes peace, tranquility, clarity, and gentle honesty. A deep royal blue, associated with royalty, elegance, fantasy, and infinite imagination. That's cool. I have some more music for you. We'll have some Peer Gynt, which I like. But then next there is Canario by Gareth Koch, who is another Australian artist. Let me know what you think of the Australian composers of classical music.
Thank you.
Okay, now the next flowers I've got is the camellias. These flowers generally symbolise love, affection, deep devotion and gratitude. Because they bloom in the dead of winter when most other plants are dormant, they are also deeply associated with resilience, strength and the ability to thrive against odds. Another of my favourite flowers. They have a sort of rose look about them. The colours seem to be similar to that of roses. Red for passion, deep love and romance. Pink is for longing, missing someone or deep appreciation. And white, of course, is for purity, innocence and faithfulness. Symbolism also changes depending on cultural traditions. In China, camellias represent the union of lovers and long-lasting devotion because the petals and base fall off together. In Chinese symbolism, the green calyx, the part that holds the flower in place, represents the man, the protector, while the petals represent the woman. This symbolism represents balance and longevity that are needed in a loving relationship. In Japan, they symbolize honor, bravery, and the resilience of the samurai. They also represent divinity, which is why they are commonly used in sacred ceremonies. And in Korea, the flowers symbolize the union of faithfulness and longevity. Since 1200 BC, camellias have been a staple in Korean weddings. In Western culture, they are often associated with refined beauty, excellence, and luxury, notably popularized by the luxury brand Chanel. This versatile and attractive plant has its roots in Asia, but has pleased gardeners and admirers alike throughout the world over the last several centuries. Now, I have another Australian composer. It's Giovanna van Leeuwen and the singing song.
Thank you.
thank you to Carol for texting in my secret word, which is rose. Now, next I have some sunflowers because they seem to be the happiest flower. You can't be sad around sunflowers. They symbolize adoration, loyalty, and longevity because their blooms mimic the sun. They are universally recognized as emblems of warmth, positivity, and happiness. The sunflower traces its origins back to Greek legend of Clytie and Apollo, where Clytie fell in love with Apollo and watched him every day as he tracked across the sky, because Apollo was the sun god. For her unwavering faith, steadfast devotion, and adoration, the gods turned her into a sunflower, which to this day still tracks the sun across the sky. The sunflower also symbolizes orientation, purpose, and the human quest for light and the spiritual path. If you gift a sunflower, you are wishing the person success and a bright future, or they can bring comfort and uplift spirits. Sunflowers are traditionally a flower used as a gift for a third wedding anniversary, and if gifting one to a friend signifies bond of warmth, adoration, and joy. And the last but not least flower I will talk about is the chrysanthemum. Generally speaking, a chrysanthemum symbolizes longevity, joy, optimism, and friendship, whose meaning varies greatly depending on color and regional culture. In Asia, it is revered as an emblem of nobility, rejuvenation, and the sun. In China, it represents vitality and good fortune. In Japan, it is the royal seal of the emperor. In Australia, it is popularly given to on Mother's Day and used to symbolize unbreakable love, fertility, and honoring mothers. In some countries in Europe, they are associated with mourning and are primarily used as funeral flowers. However, in the UK, they symbol joy and happiness, and USA, friendship, and serves as a cheerful staple for the autumn. Sunflowers are similar, however, white, symbolizing loyalty, honesty, and truth. But in Asian cultures, white chrysanthemums are used exclusively for mourning and funerals. Red for love, deep passion, and devotion. Yellow, joy and celebration. Well, that's different to the rose, where it was like jealousy. Violet purple is thoughtfulness, care, and a wish for someone to get well. So there's all some of the meanings of some of the flowers that we love the most. Now, I've got a cello song here by Hilary Kleinig, who is again an Australian artist. Thank you. Okay, thank you to Kath for sending me in the texting in, Rose. That's wonderful, all the people that have texted in today. So there is much more to a flower and its colour than just to look pretty and smell nice. Although I think that's all is needed, they need to do. I don't think I can put so much effort into remembering which flower means what. It seems that you would need much more memory space in your brain to hold all that information. And would the person receiving the flower necessarily know what you are trying to say? Just give me something that looks beautiful and smells divine, and I am happy. Okay, that's all from me today. My gem for today is, did you know music has the ability to repair brain damage and return lost memories? That's all for today. Call in next week on 95.1 Gem FM at 10 o'clock and you will find me here on Jude's Gems. So see you then and take care. And I have the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy for you.
eyes on at our kids to turn up